Take your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1, amen. The Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then watch what happens. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I want to preach tonight on this thought, what a worker. Amen. What a worker. As we look at this tonight and we see that God says in the beginning, God, I'm glad He does, because there's nobody else that could do what God has done. See, we can make things in this world where a lot of us are pretty industrious. We can make things, but we can't make the things that God does. Amen. God created created the heaven and the earth. So that means that if God created the heaven and the earth, He created everything that was in heaven, there it is in heaven, and everything that is on earth. Amen. God did that. Praise the Lord. And it said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So we see the Bible tells us that there was some things that was lacking. But I'm glad that there's nothing lacking in the power of an Almighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as we look at this, see, the Bible says that, and darkness was upon face deep, and the Spirit of God moved. Amen. I thank God for the moving of the Spirit, don't you? I thank God without that, it'd be an old cold dead something. But I'm glad that the God and godliness is not an old cold dead something. But it's a living something. It's a living faith. It's a living hope that we have in Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise God. And the Holy Spirit was given to us. He said, I must go away, but I'll send you a comforter, a consoler, who'll be with you. And I'm glad, praise God, that God went up. He said, I'll pray to Father, and He'll send you that comforter. And I'm glad that He did. Amen. And I'm glad that we have the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God that's moving in our presence. And but we need to realize, who is this? Who is the Spirit of God? What is the Spirit of God? Amen. Praise God. Let me just say, He is the third person of the Trinity. Amen. Praise God. He's not a it or a something. Praise God. He's the third person of the Trinity. Amen. He's not a figment of things that He's not. He's not a figment of our religious interpretation. Amen. Our religious imagination. He's not. He's the real thing, praise God. He's not some fantasy, some fanciful being out there that we don't know or can't know about, but He's the precious Spirit of God, amen, praise the Lord. I thank God for that, don't you? He's not some figure of speech that we use, amen, to represent an essence of something, but He is the essence of that something, amen. He is the Holy Spirit of God, amen, that speaks to our hearts and gives us guidance and leadership. He is a real person, a living person. He's the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. And I thank God for that, don't you? He is the very substance of God. He's not just a substance of God. He's the very substance of God. He's not just a servant of God. He is the servant for God. Amen. Praise God, of God. And we thank God that He's not a second class God tonight. Praise God that the Spirit of God is as much God as God the Father and God the Son. And I thought about this as I was thinking on this all week, ever since Sunday afternoon, and I got to thinking about this. The Bible says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on face of deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of waters. I believe God, the Spirit of God began to move on the face of the deep, and it began to look things over, praise God, to see what was needed. Amen. I'm glad that same Spirit of God is still walking around in the world in which we live, and He's still looking all over the place to see what's needed. He looks over here, and He looks over there, and nothing, glory be to God, nothing, praise God, doesn't get His attention. Everything gets His attention. He's very observant of everything. You know, you need to be careful. You can grieve away the Holy Ghost of God. The very Holy Ghost of God, the Spirit of God, is very sensitive. Amen? And He's looking around and seeing, praise God, what we're doing for God. Amen? What we ought to be doing is praising God, giving God glory. And we see the Spirit of God as He's moving around, praise God, upon the face of the waters. Hey, praise God. We see Him moving. And we see him, see things begin to take place, and these things begin to take shape in the perfect plan of God. Now this thing wasn't just thrown together in a moment. Praise God. It was thought over, expanse of eternity. And God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit begin to work in creation. They begin to move, praise God, upon the face of the deep. And God begins to lay it out as they had planned it, praise the Lord. And God, the Spirit of God begins to put things in place. He puts things in place because that's what Jesus Christ, the Creator of everything, praise God, directed Him to do. You see, Jesus... praise God, is the author, the plan. Praise God, through the Father. They come together in one with the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is... He's moving on this thing, and He's making things happen. I won't say He's still wanting to make things happen today if we'll just heed the Spirit of God as He's moving upon the hearts and the minds of people. But we've disallowed Him, and we pushed Him away, and we said, well, we don't really need Him. We've got a program, and we got a plan. That's what's wrong with most churches today. We got a program and a plan, and we programmed and planned God right out of it. We don't want God to be in it. We don't want the Spirit of God to move in it. We don't need Jesus to be recognized in it. And I won't say, praise God, we're leaving the church empty and void without anything. Kind of like it was in the very beginning. Praise God, it was null and void. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it when the Spirit of God's in it. My little old study over there sometimes gets so full. Praise God. Hey. And it's an amazing thing because it's not really big. There's no running space in there. Amen. Sometimes I just gotta get up, reach over there, and just jerk open the door and say, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. As the Spirit of God begins to move upon the things of God, the people of God, and begins to bless us and to help us, praise God, because He can. As the Holy Spirit, praise God, praise God. Now this tells us that He was in the beginning with God. So it tells us that the Holy Spirit was not created. Amen. The Holy Spirit was not created. He was there at creation, verse number 2. Amen. He was there with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. But the Bible says of the Lord Jesus Christ that all things were made. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. So He had a plan, He had a purpose, and the Holy Spirit of God was part of the plan, part of the purpose. Amen. I want to say in a Christian life, God, the Holy Spirit is a part of the plan and He's a part of the purpose. We need the Spirit of God to minister to us. We need the Spirit of God to be with us. We need the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us and to show us the direction that God the Father would have us to go as part of the perfect architectural plan of a holy and righteous God. We've planned out. We live in a world today where they don't want a whole lot to do with God. Half of this country just throwed up her hand and said, you know what, we're just going to leave God out. Amen. Used to be 92%, and in 1990, 92% of people said they were Christians that had some form of faith, praise God, in the United States. And then it dropped down to 50%. And they said last year they done a survey and study and said only 36% confessed some sort of Christian faith. Or some sort of faith, amen, in something. You can see how far we've spiraled down because we've disallowed the God of the Word. We've disallowed the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've disallowed the Holy Spirit of God. We've programmed them out and said we don't need them. But praise God, I want to tell you that God Almighty is the same yesterday and forever, and He changes not. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. They're co-equal. They're co-eternal. Praise God. And they're co-existent. Amen. They always have been and they always will be. Praise the Lord. You say, somebody asked me a while back, said, well, preacher, how do you know that's the way it is? I said, well, because God said so. If you'll look in Matthew, you can also look at Mark, John. But He says in Matthew chapter number 3, remember when Jesus was down there and he went down to John the Baptist to be baptized of John? And they said, then come Jesus, verse number 13. Jesus from Galilee, Jordan, unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou unto me? Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. He said, then he suffered him. Now watch this. The Bible says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, in other words, after he had been submerged, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Here in this one scene, you see God the Son, amen, in the water, and the heavens is open to him, and the Spirit of God, God the Spirit, ascends down upon him. Amen. So you got God the Son, and you got God the Spirit, and then God the Father speaks from heaven. And he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. So you see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three in one, and one in three, praise God, represented by God Almighty right here in the book of Matthew. So we see the Trinity played out here right before our eyes. Amen. And in the Holy Spirit of God, co-equal, co-eternal, co-existent, the Spirit, the Father, and the Son. Amen. There's no separating them. They're one and the same, and the same and one in the spiritual things of God. Praise God. But we see the Spirit of God is responsible for some things. Amen. We see the Spirit of God is just responsible for laying down. I was thinking about this, and I think crazy sometimes, but I can see the Spirit of God. He looks around, and he looks around earth, and is without form and void, and God said, let there be light. Amen? And so the Spirit of God moves upon God. And Jesus said, well, the purpose and the plan of God, he said, that there be light, and he said, the light is the very essence of who we are, and he speaks through the Spirit. The Spirit says, praise God, he said, the essence of God. Amen? And light is there. And ain't you glad that God is the very essence of light? In God, because the Bible says in him is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. And he goes on from there, praise God, and just continues to do those marvelous things, praise God. He begins to show what's needed, and God the Son makes it happen. Amen. That's why it's so important today that the Holy Spirit of God isn't cast out or cast down or put aside. Because he has a lot of responsibilities. Do you realize the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God had responsibilities? Amen. In the Bible, he had responsibilities. Amen. Praise God. The three major roles of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what they were tonight? Amen. Number one was to oversee the birth of a Savior. Amen. Look at Luke chapter number one. Luke chapter number one. You know the story. An angel of the Lord appears to a virgin. The angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and his virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now watch this. An angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. I like those shalls in there, don't you? Shall be. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Then behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is a sixth month with her who's called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen? So responsibility of the Holy Spirit, one of the roles He played in the Word of God was overseeing the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Pretty important, I would think. Amen? He made it happen. He the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Amen? So the Holy Spirit of God there was responsibility, praise God, to make sure that God the Son was able to make it to the birthplace, praise God, for your sins and mine. Amen? So we see the responsibility of the Holy Spirit. It was pretty big responsibility. Amen? He's still responsible today, praise God. He doesn't take His responsibilities lightly. Praise the Lord. Not only was He responsible for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, but He was responsible for overseeing the Word of God, overseeing the Bible. Amen. The very Word of God. Look at 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 20. Well, in verse number 19, He says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, under the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." Amen? But listen to what he says, verse 21. "For the prophecy came in old time by the will of man, came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by" who? "The Holy Ghost." Amen. So the Word of God is inspired. Amen. Praise God. It's inspired and it's breathed upon. They were breathed upon by the Holy Spirit of God. So it was the Spirit of God that was responsible for overseeing the Word of God. That He spoke to these men, praise God, that would write the 66 books of our King James Bible. Praise God. He would speak to their hearts. It's not of any private interpretation. Amen. It was what God said, and He said what God said from the beginning, God said in the end, praise God, God will continue to say the same thing. And He says it through the Holy Spirit of God. Men that were moved by the Spirit of God spake as they were moved by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit was responsible, praise God, for the Bible. Amen. He was responsible for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was responsible for the Word of God. Amen. It was His responsibility that we get the Word of God. That's why it's important today to have the Spirit of God to speak to our hearts, even from the Word of God. Amen. When we read it, when we read and we study God's Word, praise God, and it's amazing. Isn't it amazing how God reaches out and He speaks to us through the volume of His book? You can read the same scripture, the same text, amen, over and over. Every time you read it, praise God, it seems like God can speak something to you. I've read the Word of God in places that I've read hundreds of times. Amen? But I've read it in a certain time, and the Holy Spirit speak to my heart and show me something in there that I've never saw before. Sometimes maybe just one word. And the Spirit will take that one word, it'll just jump out at you. Amen? And it'll speak to your heart, praise God, and it'll fill you full, overflowing, praise God, that you can run on all day. That's what He does. And that's what the Bible says. What a worker we have in the Spirit of God. Amen? He don't get tired, don't get weary, don't get give out like we do, and He's there to work for us and give us the help from the throne of grace. He has a lot of responsibility. And praise God, ain't you glad He doesn't shun His responsibility? His responsibility is to get Jesus here to give us the Word of God, to take care of me and you, praise God, to touch our hearts and our lives every step, every day, every way, in every manner.
Amen.
Amen. And He does. He's good. He's very good at what He does. Amen. Praise God. So that's part of His responsibilities. Now this isn't a drop, but there's so much more that you can dig out here. But I just want to give you the responsibilities in the Word of God. Just getting this thing set up, praise God, for us. for the children of God. Somebody that's somebody going somewhere with the help of the Lord. We put our faith and trust in Him. Amen? So not only do we see the responsibility of the Holy Spirit in the birth of Lord Jesus Christ and giving us the blessed old book, the Word of God, but we also see the Holy Spirit, praise God, as He oversees the bride of Christ, praise God. Amen. And prepares a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Spirit of God is what does it. Look over at Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Now it do us good to study this and put it in our hearts. Amen. In Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 25, he's speaking here about relationships. Amen. And he's speaking of submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Verse 21. He said, wives, you submit yourselves to your own husbands, as unto the Lord. Verse 22. For the husband is the head of the wife, even Christ the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. 23. Verse 24 says, therefore is the church, therefore as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Verse 25. Watch this. Husbands, love your wives. Amen. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Amen. Washing and sanctifying it by the washing of the water by the word. That he might present it to himself a glorious church. Amen. That's a church that's full of glory. Amen. Full of the glory of God. Magnifying, praising, and lifting Him up and giving Him the glory for all that He's already accomplished and what He's going to accomplish in the days ahead. Amen. It's cleaning ourselves, make us pure and undefiled in the Lord. He said, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen? So he says the Holy Spirit of God is one that takes care of this. Holy Spirit of God is the one that gives us an unction, praise God, to love one another as Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. It's the Spirit of God that teaches us to love each other like we're supposed to. It's the Spirit of God that'll help us to love our neighbor as we ought. It's the Spirit of God that'll teach us to love our wives as we ought. It's the Holy Spirit of God, and the biggest task that He has is teaching us to love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved us. Amen. Praise God. When we learn to love Him because He loved us, and we learn to love Him like He loves us. Amen. Now listen, Jesus didn't, He hasn't loved us, but Jesus loves us in the present tense. It's not something that He's did in the past and He doesn't do now. Jesus loves us, praise God, and He's there to take care of us so that one day He can present us to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. So the Holy Spirit will oversee, amen, this. The Holy Spirit will make this happen. Amen. It's one of those mysteries, praise God, that we didn't understand, but now we do. It comes to the full and we realize that there's a power that's way beyond us. And it's the Spirit of God. And God, praise God, the Spirit that touches our heart and magnifies Himself. What a worker we have in Christ the Lord. What a worker we have in the Holy Ghost. What a worker we have in God the Father. They're always constantly working on our behalf. Amen. I wonder why it's so hard for us to decide in our hearts and in our minds to do a little something for them. Amen. The Lord Jesus don't expect, He don't ask us to die for Him like He did for us. Amen. Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood. Amen. Took our sins upon Him. He don't ask us to do that. He don't ask you and I to die for Him. He just asked us to live for Him. Amen. To lift Him up, to magnify Him, to praise Him, give Him glory. Amen. To recognize Him, to allow His Spirit to speak to our heart and go in the directions that He'd have us to go, which is far better than anything this world has. Amen. It's the guidance and leadership of the Spirit of God. It makes that difference. That one day He might present it, the church, to Himself. A glorious church. Without not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen? Well, holy and without blemish. Amen? Praise God. Those no obnoxious things that the Lord has to try to straighten us up from. But there's guidance and leadership, praise God, to show us the way God would have us to go and to be what God would have us to be. You say, is His job completed? The job of the Word of God is completed. Amen? The Word of God is complete. It's all that's necessary to be a roadmap to the Lord Jesus Christ. To get us to heaven. Is the job complete? Yes. We have a perfect baby. We had a perfect baby who is a perfect Savior. Who came from heaven, praise God, praise the Lord, and was born and lived and loved and died for our sins according to Scripture and was buried and rose the third day victorious over death and the grave. Was he successful? Was his job completed in that? Absolutely. Amen. Was his job completed in the Bible? Yes, we have a perfect Bible. Amen. A perfect word, the perfect Word of God. Amen. To the human race, we have a perfect word, praise God. Perfect guidance, a perfect roadmap. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. We got it in the volume of a book in our hand. Amen. And the Holy Spirit of God will speak to it and through it, through it to our hearts. If we'll take it unto ourselves and love it as much as He loves us, He'll speak to us, praise God, and give us the glory and give us the help and the unction, praise God, to get us to the other side. Amen. And we can go along singing and praising and giving God glory for all that He's done and all that He's going to do. Bless His holy name. So did He do His job? Is His job complete in the Bible? Yeah, perfect baby. A perfect Bible, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He'll oversee. And one day, praise God, one day in a little while, He's going to bring forth a perfect bride and present us to Lord Jesus Christ. He said, without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to be there with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be presented to Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a glorious day that's going to be when we're presented unto Jesus Christ as one of His little old youngins. Praise God. Ain't you glad that He takes you and He touches you and the Holy Spirit of God gives you the unction so we can clean up and dress up and act, praise God, and act up until we get to heaven. Amen. We'll just give God the praise and the honor for all that He's doing in our life, how He's ministering to us, how He's helping us, how He's taking us along, taking us from point A to point B, and one day in a little while, we'll arrive at our destination.
Amen.
I'm talking about a worker. What a worker we have in the Spirit of God, how He moves upon our hearts, and He helps us day by day. He gives us perfect baby, He gives us perfect Bible, and one day in a little while, He's going to bring forth a perfect bride. To the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we'll get to be in the presence of our Savior. That blows my mind. How we one day can be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus prayed that high priestly prayer in the Kidron Valley, going from Jerusalem to the Kidron Valley to going to Golgotha. And He prayed for me and you that we would be with Him where He is. Amen. One day in a little while, youngins, that's the Lord Jesus Christ's request. That was His prayer to the Father that you and I, praise God, those that love His appearance, will be with Him where He is forever. Amen. And wherever Lord Jesus Christ is in the universe. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed hope we have. Man, no matter where He's at. And by the way, He travels at the speed of thought. Amen. At the speed of thought. He can be here 1 second and there the next. Amen. But He said that we will always be with Him where He is. What a magnificent thought. And it's all accomplished through the work of the Holy Ghost of God. Through the Spirit of God. Amen. He's got a great big responsibility. But you know what? We have a responsibility too. We have to be mindful of the Spirit of God as He touches and speaks to our hearts. Amen. And He touches and speaks to every one of us every day if we'll just listen. See, it's not a shout, but it's a still small voice that speaks in the hearts and the minds of people. Amen. It unctions your heart. See, God has to push things through your head, and it's got to go to your heart. See, it's the heart, praise God, that God's concerned with. And the attitude of the heart. Amen. And that's what the Holy Spirit is working on. He's working on the attitude of our hearts for Christ's glory. That through our hearts, that they would be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Spirit of God that moves upon us. That we'd live, as Paul said, in the Spirit. Amen. In the Spirit. That God the Spirit, amen, have preeminence in our lives for God's glory. What a worker, amen. And He don't ever give up. He don't ever give in. And He don't ever quit. And He don't ever get tired. I'll just be honest, I wear Him out. Amen. He spends a lot of time and effort on me. Amen. No life, He probably spends about as much on you. Amen. But He's trying to help us, youngins. And His whole purpose, praise God, is to help those that belong to God and those that need to belong to God. Amen. He's the one that comes and touches our hearts. He's the one that shows us our need for salvation. And He's the one that will help us in sanctification, to set ourselves aside for Christ and to be holy because God is holy. And the Spirit of God moves upon the hearts of men and helps us to do that. I say, what a worker, amen. What a worker is the Spirit of God.